So the Prince of Dubai needs your help. What are you going to do? Stick around. We're going to talk about it. Hey, guys. Good morning. So it's another day here on Suits and Boots Legal Talk, and I'm here today with David Bembo. We're going to talk about something that we've seen a lot of in the last year, especially. But I got to be honest, it's something that's happened to me. I'm sure it's something that's happened to a lot of you guys out there, and I want to kick it over to David. Tell us what we're talking about today.
Well, it happened to our office just Monday. Our office staff got emails saying that it was from me and that they needed to go to get some cash cards and bring them to the office, that I needed some money. And certainly I didn't send anything like that out.
Yeah.
But it happens to everybody.
Sure does.
Unfortunately. It really, really does anger me, not only when scammers target me, but especially when they target someone that falls for their pitch, like the foreign prince. That says, that's pretty easy to detect and to say, hey. And I guess maybe that's the first time I noticed something like this, where a foreign prince sends out a letter and says, you've inherited a lot of money, and we need your bank information so we can send it to you, that type of thing.
Yep.
So I really don't like people that take advantage of folks that way.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Well, we've seen it in the real estate side with wire fraud, and we're going to talk about that a little later.
Yeah.
It happened to me several years ago. We had just opened our Taylorsville office, and I don't remember if I told you about this or not, but we had just opened our Taylorsville office. There was we had our Statesville billing and then our Taylorsville billing for utilities. Mm-hmm. And there was some confusion about the phone bill. It didn't get added or so. Anyway, the phone bill didn't get paid. And so we got that cleared up. Well, then I get a phone call. I was sitting in the courthouse. I get a phone call from Duke Power, and it pops up on my phone, Duke Power.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, we haven't received your payment. We're going to have to shut the power off unless we receive payment today. And so I get my wallet out and start digging for my credit card. And I said, well, tell me what address this is for. You know, I just started asking questions. Tell me what address this is for. And then the guy started stuttering. Well, I put my wallet back up, and he said, well, somebody from billing will be in touch, and just hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And I thought that was odd. And so I got to check, and our power bill was paid, and all that stuff was fine. But that's the kind of thing they do, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. The scammers are using, I guess they started first with mail, and then phone calls, and those are pretty prevalent now.
Mm-hmm.
But the internet probably scares me the worst as far as people getting fooled. I think we as a society have gotten a little careless with that powerful internet, and we do a lot of purchases over the internet, and I think it's a real dangerous thing. We just need to be careful and use good common sense. For example, I've seen letters from the IRS saying, hey, you know, we're coming to arrest you unless you pay a certain amount of money immediately and mail it to this address. That's not very sophisticated, but it's something that I've seen from clients. But now I'm seeing requests for Social Security numbers and for banking information. For goodness sakes, be careful with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really want our friends and neighbors to be careful with the scammers that are going around. We all know that they're there. Maybe we all don't know they're there, but most of us know that there's scammers out there doing this stuff. So if you what should you do about it? Well, it's easy for me to sit here and say, well, just hang up.
Yeah.
But it's a little more sophisticated. The scammers are a little more sophisticated. And what I see is that they tend to try to scare people.
Mm-hmm.
They get in a rush and they put the receiver of the phone call in a rush and say, we've got to do it right now. We're on the way to your house. You've missed jury duty. I don't know how many of those things I've seen where a scammer will call and when you look at your phone and it's ringing and it has Iredell County Sheriff's Office pops up on your phone, or the same number for the Iredell County Sheriff's Office. You quickly look it up, and yes, it's the same number. And they will mention the name of, I'm Deputy so-and-so, and there really is a Deputy so-and-so there. And they say, you've missed jury duty, and I've got a warrant out for your arrest, and you need to post a bond. And the way you do it, you go get some cash cards at Food Lion. And usually these calls, they're more prevalent on the weekend when it's harder for people to call and check up and say, well, you know, they can't get in touch with their lawyer, or maybe they can't get in touch with their son-in-law who's a banker or something of that nature, and the banks are closed. The sheriff's office does have an open line 24/7, so you can always get the sheriff's office. But if you get a call from someone saying you missed jury duty, and I think it's not unusual for a person to think, well, gosh, maybe I just didn't get the notice, and I've never been in trouble before in my life, and I don't want to be arrested, and oh, I've got to do something here. I've had several of those actual situations come to my office. So what you can do is to simply hang up. There's no law against hanging up if it really is a deputy sheriff calling you. You know, that's okay. But then you can call the sheriff's department and say, hey, I just received a call from Deputy Jones who said I've missed jury duty, and what should I do? Well, someone at the sheriff's office will say, well, have you missed jury duty? And the person might say, well, I don't know. I don't think I have. Have you received a letter from the clerk of court summon you for jury duty? Well, no, I haven't. Well, have you been out of town, you know, for weeks at a time and not gotten your mail? No, I haven't. So you've just got to calm down and think through it. A lot of times where these scammers are successful is when they catch somebody maybe having a bad day. We all have bad days, don't we? We all have days where we're just rushed and we know we've got to do this and got to do that. And we're sort of at a little maybe have a little weakness there. And so just to solve this problem, hey, I'll send them $100 or more. And so we need to be especially mindful of scams when we're having a rushed day or maybe something tragic has happened in our lives. We all face sad times in our lives. And so you can always hang up and call the real sheriff's department. You look up the number. Don't redial the number that just called you, but look up the real number.
Yep.
And then check it out. Call the clerk of court's office if it's during the work hours, and they're nice people there. They understand that these scammers are out here. Don't be embarrassed to do it. It these types of things happen to all of us. And so just call and check.
And one of the more nefarious things they're doing now is calling. We've had this where they'll say, hey, we've arrested your grandson or granddaughter.
Right.
And they said you could post their bail, and here's how we want you to do that.
Yeah.
And man, when a grandparent gets that phone call, their inclination is to help. Okay, what can
sure
I do?
Sure it is. I got an email from a judge that I know one time saying that she was stuck at an airport and she needed me to send her some money.
Wow.
And honestly, it caught my attention just a minute because, I mean, I know this judge, and I thought, gosh, she's in trouble, you know, and then I thought, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
But this happens to so many people, and you've seen, I know, some pretty sophisticated people call in that this has happened to, and I know I have talked to, of all people, an accountant fell victim to one of these things and called us and said, hey, is there anything? And they had already paid the money.
Yeah.
And is there anything we can do? And we directed them to the sheriff's office. But there's not a lot we can do once that money's gone.
That's one of the problems with this crime is that it's incredibly difficult to arrest anybody that is a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to the individual who receives the call, receives the email, to fight back. And how do you fight back? I remember seeing a recent Andy Griffith show. I still like watching the Andy Griffith show.
Absolutely.
And Opie was being bullied at his school, and the bully was taking Opie's lunch money.
Yep.
And so Andy knew he couldn't really help by intervening. He knew Opie was going to have to solve this problem. And so what Opie finally decided to do was to fight back. And his paw, Andy, said, "Well, Opie, if he hits you, it ain't even going to hurt." And so Opie came running back in the next day with a black eye and said, "Paw, it didn't even hurt. It didn't hurt." And I didn't give him my lunch money. And the bully never bothered him again.
Yeah.
We can't fight back by actually punching these scammers in the nose like we'd like to do.
Yeah, as much as we'd like to.
As much as we would like to. But the best way to fight back is to simply hang up.
Yeah.
I did read an interesting article just this week about a guy that got so angry that his grandmother had been targeted and had paid some money that he made it a point, and this is what he does. I don't know how he earns a living doing this, but he's made it a point to target scammers and to scam them by wasting their time and spending as much time on the phone with them as he can. I don't advise you do that, and I'll tell you why. We've got better things to do in our life than spend a bunch of time messing around with some lowlife that's trying to take our money.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is just hang up the phone. I do want to point out that we all have relatives, friends that are not as sophisticated with computers, with the internet, that sort of thing as maybe we are. And I can say this because I'm an older person. Maybe it's an older person or some older people that we know. And for some reason, older people are particularly vulnerable. So I won't go into the reasons why. I'm not sure why. I'm not a psychologist, but it just seems to me that that's what happens. So I would encourage all of you to talk with your older friends, with your relatives, keep up, if possible, with their, if you're looking after mom's bank account or dad's bank account, be sure you keep up with the funds, where the funds are going, and if things are being withdrawn, ask your mom or dad about it if they know about it. If they don't know about it, check with the bank and find out what's going on. If you have a power of attorney, it will help you to help your mom and dad with those types of things.
Absolutely. And if you've fallen victim to one of these things, call somebody.
Sure.
Don't be ashamed, because it's happened to some really professional people, really sophisticated people. It doesn't matter what station of life you're in, this can happen to you.
And the amounts of money that I've heard about from clients is just staggering. $30,000 was what, $20,000 was another one. And after the money has been paid, that's when they call me and say, "Hey, does this sound right?" Mm-hmm. And I've already paid the money. Well,
Maybe they can get that back if they've used a credit card or a debit card or something like that. But if they've used bank card or if they've used these Visa gift cards from Food Lion, it's gone.
And if you've ever given out your bank information immediately and you realize later that you shouldn't have, I would recommend that you call your bank, and there are steps that can be taken to protect you in the future from that particular account.
Yes.
I want to say this. I really do love the people in Iredell County and Alexander County. And I grew up here and chose to live here, and I enjoy living here. And it just makes me angry when someone takes advantage of one of my friends or neighbors, and I consider everybody in Iredell County and Alexander County my friends, my neighbors. We're doing this podcast with the hope that we'll help some people have the will, like Opie, to fight back and hang up the phone.
Yep.
Our Attorney General, Josh Stein, has been sending out consumer alerts about this, and he mentioned that in 2023, the annual report for the North Carolina Department of Justice, the top consumer complaint was telemarketer and robocalls, which includes scammers. It's not all scammers, but it includes scammers.
Sure.
And that they received 21,544 complaints last year. So about telemarketers, robocalls. So here are four tips that Josh Stein has set out on his website. Number one, never give out your Social Security number, credit card or bank account number, or other personal information to anyone you don't know who contacts you.
Mm-hmm.
If Luke Martin would contact me and say, David, I need your credit card number for something, or I need your, well, and I recognize Luke's voice and I know Luke, sure, you've got it, you've got it. Your daughter or your son calls you and says, I need, you know, that's fine. But if you don't know that person, don't do it. If you don't know who the email's from, call that person and say, hey, did you just send me an email? That's what happened this week when one of my paralegals got the notice that I needed some cash and bring, you know, go get a cash card. She called me and said, did you send this email? I said, no, I didn't. It's 6:30 in the morning. No, I didn't send the email at 6:30 in the morning. Another thing to look for, and we all know that expression, if an offer sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Yeah.
And sometimes the scammers try to pressure you by pushing you and say, it's got to be done right now. I can't wait. I'm on my way to arrest you. Or the IRS, you have to do it by, you know, by 1 o'clock today or else it goes into the system or something like that. So if you get pressured, that's another sign for you to hang up the phone. Always read your contracts before you sign them and make sure that the any attached documents really match.
And maybe even better yet, have your attorney read it.
Yeah, if it's something complicated or something really, you know, worth going to see an attorney. Not everything's worth
sure.
If you sign a, if you buy a couch, out of my, you know, don't come see us and say, yeah. Hey, I bought this couch.
Hey, can you review the contract?
Review the contract, yeah.
Unless it's some kind of Ming Dynasty piece or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. I've had cases, I just finished one where a contractor got a bunch of money up front and then left town.
Yep.
And couldn't find him. And then in the search for this contractor, we found out that he was a convicted felon.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily we found him later, and he ended up being prosecuted and actually went to prison.
Wow.
Because he'd done this before. That was his thing. So if you've got a contractor in Iredell County, Alexandria County, there are wonderful contractors, wonderful, wonderful people to work with that do great work and that are honest people. Check around. Don't just take the first person. I've had one of the, in fact, the person that my client and I sued was found on Angie's List.
Wow.
Now, Angie's List may be great. I'm not saying don't use it or do use it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you've got to be careful, even with, and it may have been a fake Angie's List. I don't know. But check around with your friends and neighbors.
See who they've used.
See who they've used and how did it go.
Yep, yep.
Another thing is to check your accounts regularly, your bank accounts and your savings accounts, and keep an eye on the bank accounts to help prevent some sort of withdrawals that you don't know about, or maybe it's you authorized and didn't realize that you'd authorized it. So I want to reiterate and close with this, that scammers cannot hurt you unless you cooperate with them.
Yep, yep.
And so don't cooperate with them. Don't let them scare you. They can't punch you in the nose like Opie was punched in the nose, but you can hang up on them.
That's right. That's right. And well, we see this on the real estate side frequently. One of the largest problems that we have in the real estate practice statewide, probably nationwide, is wire fraud.
Yeah.
And so this is where we send out our wiring instructions so that you can send us money for your purchase. And someone will intercept those wiring instructions, change them, and then send them on to you. So it looks like it's coming from us. It'll be on our letterhead, all of that stuff. And what we tell people in the industry standard practice is call and verify those wiring instructions. So call our office, say, hey, I got these wiring instructions from you. This is what they look like. Is this correct? We'll have you read off the account number, the routing number, and all those things. Been two times now where we found that they have been changed en route. And if those folks had wired the funds per the wiring instructions they received, that money would have been gone. And so the only way we can protect it is for you to call and verify those instructions. The other thing that we do, it's a little bit of a pain, but if we are going to be wiring money out to someone, we require signed, notarized wiring instructions, and we have to have the original document. Copies, photocopies won't work. It's got to be the original document. And that way we know this is the actual document that you put your pen on and signed and said, yes, these are my wiring instructions. We do a lot of, we have a lot of that stuff in place just to help protect you. So if you're wiring us funds, if you're getting a wire from us, just know it's going to be a little bit of a process because it's so easy to misplace those funds and for them to be gone.
And you give these instructions to each client. Mm-hmm. Ahead of time so they'll know what to expect and they'll know to call us. And we've told them.
That's right.
Call us.
And if you ever get an email from me, you'll see at the bottom it says if you get wiring instructions from us, please call this phone number and verify those instructions. The wiring instructions themselves have that in big bold print on there. It has our bank number, it has our phone number. Right. Call and verify those instructions because once you wire that money out,
and what happens if we don't get that phone call?
Usually everything goes okay, but sometimes we've not had a situation where someone has wired us funds and it not show up in our account. We have had situations where those instructions have been verified and they've been wrong.
And our staff is trained, and you've trained the staff, the paralegals, the real estate paralegals, staff that handles our accounts, that if there's any question at all, see you, see
yep.
me.
Just stop.
That's exactly right. Yep. Stop. It's better to delay a closing, yep. a real estate closing, even though that's a hassle. It's better to delay it than make a million-dollar mistake.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's when we talk about being here to help. I mean, it's the legal stuff, but it's this stuff too. It's just the everyday little things that come up. I mean, we hate to see, as David was saying, we hate to see you guys taken advantage of. These people that do this are despicable, and we want to do everything we can to prepare you and help you if this comes up in your life. So thank you, David, for taking the time to do this. This has been printed. David's article has been printed in a couple of different local papers, and you guys may have seen that, but we just wanted to get this out here in the podcast so you would be aware of it and know that when it comes to these scams or wire fraud or anything like that, we're doing everything we can to help. And if you have any questions about it, give us a call. If you have a question about, hey, I just got this phone call, oftentimes we can answer that in just a few seconds. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a consultation or anything major from either of us. Just give us a call and we'll be happy to help any way we can. Sure. So don't forget to like and subscribe to our Facebook and YouTube channel and keep an eye out for these episodes because we're going to be putting out new content all the time. And hey, if you got a question, comment underneath and we'll maybe answer your question on our next podcast. Have a good one.
The information contained in this video and audio recording is general in nature and should not be relied upon in making legal decisions. Every situation is different, and you should consult with your attorney before making any legal decisions.